I love a sunburnt country, a land of sweeping plains, of ragged mountain ranges, of droughts and flooding rains. I love her far horizons, I love her jewel sea, her beauty and her terror, the wide brown land for me. That was a popular stanza excerpted from My Country, one of the best-known works of poetry in Australia, by Dorothea McKellar, which perfectly captures the natural beauty and the heart and spirit of Australia. Awe-inspiring, surreal, breathtaking. These are words that are used to describe the Australian land and its coastline. The Great Barrier Reef, located in the Coral Sea off the northeast coastline, is the largest natural feature on Earth, stretching more than 2,300 kilometres. The Australian outback, with its spectacular scenery and primal mythology, has long been revered as one of the most beautiful places on Earth. Heading further inland to Australia's red centre, Eyre's Rock or Uluru, a giant sandstone monolith, is a spectacular sight which changes colour according to the position of the sun. The massive rock domes date back 500 million years and are rich in indigenous artwork and lore. Australians have a warm, light-hearted and generous nature. Anywhere you go, you'll be greeted with a friendly, "G'day mate." It's comforting to know that you have 20 million friends who will always be there if needed. And now, please join us on Words of Wisdom today for an insightful lecture entitled You Are the Supreme Master, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Brisbane, Australia, on March 20th, 1993.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centres near you.
What do the nations have to do to stop killing each other?
Very good question. People make war with each other because they identify too much with the bodies, with the immediate need of the bodies, with all the demands from the bodies. Therefore, they kill each other. The only and the best solution is to find a way to realize that we are not the body. Therefore, no one opposes us, and we are in no danger economically or politically. Enlightenment is the only answer. I mean, enlightenment is the true answer and the lasting answer. Otherwise, we keep continuing identify with the bodies. Therefore, we try to fulfill the needs of the body, for we worry that other people will come and steal our crop, take our wives, or invade our nations. Some nations make war with each other because they want to expand their economical power. And in order to feed their overpopulated country, they make war with another nation to gain more land, to gain more economical market, etc. It all has to do with the body. Even though we say it is the difference between idealism, but it's all amounted to bodily demands. So therefore, if we are enlightened at all, then these wars will stop by themselves. We will realize truly the brotherhood of mankind.
Where did you get your spiritual knowledge?
From inside. Where I get the knowledge from, you can get. Maybe you need a teacher in the beginning just to show you how, or to avoid some pitfalls, where to pay attention, but that's all. But the knowledge all inside you. Just have to take some time every day to discover it and make use of it. Suppose you have a big storeroom and inside they're full of wheat flowers and you never have time to look into it. Just stay outside and busy thinking, I'm hungry, and never know how to make use of the wheat flours in the storeroom, then it is no good. All the knowledge lies within us. That's where I get them from.
Can you tell us about God the Father? What is He like?
He is like you. He has two parts, good part and the naughty part. The naughty part He used to make life going on in bitter and sweet and in all the follies, so to amuse whoever liked to see these things. The good part He used to give us strength, spiritual knowledge, and all the holy, noble things that we can do. If we say, God is all good and love is fine also, but then we can't explain for all the devil in this world. There is actually no evil in this world. It's just that the way we look at things, that we do not know how to play the game with God, that things turn sour and become negative. If we learn to contact God, things reconstruct themselves, and then we see things in a different light. We know how to mix them. Just like some so-called poison even, the scientists know how to use it for the benefit of people's health. But if you use it in a layman's manner, it kills. So God is not a person or not even a non-person. Is a supreme power that pervades the whole universe. And we are within it. Also, we are part of it. Also, we are the totality of it. We know this God according to our diligence in searching, according to the grace of God, which comes in proportion to our sincerity, of our thirst of knowledge, of the kingdom of God within. That is temporarily explained about the so-called God. Otherwise, if you look at your neighbor, if you want to see God, it's next to you. Look at each other and try to see whether you find God within him, because the Bible says so. When you do something good and noble, with all love to your neighbors or to someone you don't know, that is when you realize you are God, or that is when God within you awakes. When you do something you think is undesirable or harming some person, that is when you allow the naughty part of God take the upper hand. But this is all the game anyhow. We have to be enlightened to tolerate both and to turn bad into goodness.
You spoke about using sound and vibration as meditation. Which mantras do you use, and why have you not shared them with us?
I'm willing to share with you, but it takes a few hours with me so that I can tell you the whole process, which elements to avoid and what to try to remember and all that. We don't use any mantra. The sound comes from itself at the time of initiation. You just sit quiet and it will come. And I'll show you how to sit quiet. It's very simple, but we have forgotten because we're too accustomed with being busy, with being complicated, and with running here and there. So we don't know how to sit still anymore. We thought when we sleep, that is when we sit still. Or when we don't do anything, that's when we sit still. It's not so. There is a little connect. And that's what separates heaven and earth. And we will show you, okay? But if you have time with us, if you're truly interested, and later on, after the lecture, if you want to know the secret, I'm willing to share with you, okay? At the time of initiation, we have to sit together for a couple of hours, tell you everything about the pitfalls on the path, about where we go wrong, and where we should pay attention, and that's all. But the enlightenment, the sound or the light comes alone. Not because of these instructions. Comes alone. The enlightenment comes alone. It is the grace of God. It's our self, our wisdom self awakens.
I also have been initiated into light and sound meditation, have been doing that meditation for nearly 10 years. Was told when I was initiated, I could reach enlightenment. Did it faithfully, still not enlightened. What makes your system superior?
First, why I regard this method as best, because I have tried various methods. And so our telepathic listeners, many of them also practice different methods, and they haven't arrived what they arrived now. Yeah. And also I myself search for the truth since childhood and practice various ways and means to reach God. But for this I got it fastest and quickest and safest. Therefore I say to you through experiences. And the light and sound you have been initiated into, I do not know whether it is heavenly light and sound or just the outer mantra and the candlelight. Many people teach people also to look at the candlelight and then to imagine many things, visualize things, visualize the light and visualize the sound. Maybe it's a little bit different from us. The light and the sound comes alone without visualization, without any outer aids, without anything to do physically or mentally at all. All comes purely from God. There are many systems they call also light and sound, but they tell people to go on the beach and listen to the sound of the sea waves on the beach. No, we listen it inside. The sea waves are inside. The church bells are all inside, without any effort, without any mantra, without any physical action. Because if we have kingdom of God inside, it all came from the kingdom of God, not the human effort.
Why do you get an actual form of healing as magic?
Did I say magic? Probably as a spiritual healing. Yes. Because if we lay hands on someone and heal him, we steal the position from God. We make the person be thankful to us instead of thanking God. Or turning within and try to get the healing source of healing inside. Is probably not very idealistic. And also, it depleted us from our spiritual power, which we need to claim back to our glorious kingdom of God. There are different healings, maybe some magical healing also. Magical healing, sometimes people can heal today, but it comes back again tomorrow or next month in the same form or in different form. A kind of postponement, not a true healing. True healing comes when you don't heal. Like somebody just touched Jesus' garment and she is healed. And Jesus never claimed credit for it. He said, your faith has made you whole. You see, he accredited to the Father. And that is the best healing. Many of my fellow practitioners claim that I heal them through my transformation body, so-called. But I don't know nothing about it. I say it's your virtues, it's your wisdom that is awakened, that works for you, through whichever form. It might go through the form of Jesus, might go through my bodily form, but that has nothing to do with individual. And that is the best healing. When you heal the soul forever, and then that soul is forever free from bodily discomfort, and never die again, forever in glory. That's the best healing. Therefore, I say refrain from spiritual healing. But if that's absolutely necessary in some case, then you do so at your spiritual expenses, and you might be retarded somehow in the progress. But try never to claim credit for it. Otherwise, we will get the bad karma very heavily for interfering with the law of nature.
Master Shinghai, to what degree does enlightenment come from self-effort and to what extent from the grace of God or the Master?
Actually, it comes from both. For example, we say, well, we have to make an effort to purify our body, speech and mind through leaning more toward righteous conduct, and through having a more modest lifestyle, taking a vegetarian diet, minimize the bloodshed on earth, and sitting in quietness to remember God.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
To this extent, we say, we do it with our effort. But these are only still on the physical and moral level. And even sometimes, without doing that, consciously, the grace of God still descends on us and give us enlightenment. So for example, during the time of initiation, you have not prepared yourself for vegetarian diet, but you promised to, and that's enough for me. And then you still get enlightenment all the same, without any precondition or prerequisite preparation. That is the grace of God. And after that, to keep the enlightenment, to purify yourself and to progress more rapidly on the path, you keep on with the virtuous living and the vegetarian diet in order to minimize the side effect and to polish more our loving nature inside, include all beings. Then we continue to get greater and greater wisdom, greater enlightenment. So both are really necessary. But we do it without effort, not because you sit there or you eat vegetarian that you become Buddha. It's not true. Just because of our sincerity, and we show it through our sacrifice, the flesh for the spirit, in some minimum ways. It's like forsaking the palatable taste and doing some good work and things like that. Or reserve a few hours every day to sit in communion with God. Otherwise, it's not the main ingredient for enlightenment. Enlightenment must be grace from God. And that we receive through sincere longing at the time of initiation and continue through our life.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities. because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious, thus delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasiti Garba Sutra.
Gaudai, the most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood. And if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
How does the average person recognize an illuminate or, I believe, enlightened person?
If you have your spiritual eyes open, then you will see an illuminated person is illuminated all over him and around him and everywhere. He resides. And grace flows from him. Light pours forth from him. But if we have not that wisdom eye open some degree, we can't see it. Therefore, many disciples saw Jesus with halos around him. If you want to recognize a spiritual enlightened person, you have to be yourself somewhat enlightened. Otherwise, we can recognize that person through his speech, actions, or maybe through our intuitive feeling, or through prayer. We can pray to God, let me know whether this person is enough enlightened to guide me, please. I just want the ultimate enlightenment. Pray deeply to God and see how He guides you. If the feeling is drawn more toward that person, then you know it's correct. That person is all right. If you're still more drawn toward the word or other master, then follow it. But have to be sincere to get deep into your own wisdom, to get the intuitive response. If you haven't got the heavenly eye open to see. Because the light from the spiritual person is not material light. And it hurts your fleshly eyes if you are not highly developed enough to see it. Otherwise, Christ would have saved the whole world, at least the people of his time. Buddha would have rescued all India, at least. But we are blind. We can't see that clearly. Therefore, the Bible says, seeing you see, but you do not perceive. Hearing you hear, but you do not understand. That's why we are in trouble. So we have to open our wisdom eye and see. And we can help you to do that.
Do you recognize different levels of illumination? And if so, what are the tests or signs?
Yes, there are definitely different levels of enlightenment. In our method, we can show you how to verify it yourself at home. There are certain qualities of light or sound which represent a certain level of consciousness. And if you go through that, you know which light belongs to which level. For example, in the astral world, which is very near to our earthly consciousness, and the light is dimmer, just like the sunlight maybe. Yes. But in the other higher level, the light is brighter, sometimes like thousand millions of suns. That you can recognize. Very easy. Very easy. But with practice. And you have to go through it to know. We'll tell you later at the initiation if you wish to know in detail.
What should a non-compassionate person who recognizes his state that he is not compassionate, what shall such a person do with himself? Fake compassion or gain it in stages?
I would recommend the second. But if we don't have it, then at least we start from learning. I wouldn't say fake compassion, but learning compassion. Just like a student who has not been able to speak English, but he may repeat it from the teacher, even though he doesn't know the whole vocabulary in English literature, but at least he learned a few phrases and memorized a few pages each day until he complete his course. Each one has to learn. There's no one is a fake or anything. It's just he hasn't learned. No one has taught him, and he has not practiced the art of compassion. Try to do it in a small way and gradually increase until you're completely being compassionate without knowing, self-consciously being compassionate. Yes.
Master Ching Hai, if God is all-knowing, all-loving, and all-powerful, why does he not communicate with us despite our lack of effort and ignorance and enlighten us with his power?
He does. We didn't want to. We're too busy. We're too busy talking, too busy working, too busy scolding the children and scolding ourselves, the neighbor and all that. And even when we go to the church, we're too busy singing and dictating God what to do. Oh, please, God, my house is disorder, my wife run away, my children is not brave and all that. And this, please take them and do this and that. We're too busy and we don't be quiet to listen to what God says. We ask, but we don't wait for the answer. So, I tell you how to hear God's answer, if you have the time. Just communicate with us. But God give us the free will to choose to listen to him or not to listen. That's the trouble, see? So, we have to be clever and choose the way.
Master Ching Hai, are we one or are we individuals?
What do you think? If we are one, I wouldn't be speaking to you. If we are individuals, then we deny that I and my father are one. So what to do? What to say? What do you think? We are one when we know we are one, when we truly realize inside, when we sit in meditation and lost ourselves in oneness of all things, then we can say we are one. But when we descend back into the duality of this earthly life, then we are individuals. We have to play the game of life until we completely finish with our duties, and then we go back to the kingdom of God and become one again, forever. But we don't lose our individualities. Yeah? Therefore, Jesus is still alive. I mean, Christ is still teaching somewhere else. Yes. After he finished his job here, he got assigned somewhere else. None of us would die anyhow, just different direction.
Is there life after death?
Sure there is, huh? Even without asking me, you have seen report on television, newspapers, and a lot of medical and scientific research, which is written in many books, and is much more so available in English versions. I'm sure you know better about this.
Master Xinghai, what are your views on evolution?
Well, it's a necessary process, just like we have to learn in the class. Yeah, after finishing kindergarten, we go to primary school. And then after primary school, we go to high school, should we desire to. Or compulsory, should we compose to do so. Or if we want to reach a higher degree of knowledge, then we go to the college. And after that, even continue to learn through practice and experiences in our job, in our field. Similarly, in our creation, we could stay here as human beings, or we could arise ourselves into the level of heavenly beings. Or we rise ourselves to Christ-like status. That's why Jesus said, what I do, you can do also. And Buddha also say, I have become Buddha, and you will also become Buddha.
Are there any problems for people with health problems to get initiation and practice your Kuan Yin method?
No problem. Anyone, no problem. Maybe the problem with the diet. After initiation, we cook vegetarian. And instead of throwing a few beef steak inside, we throw a few tofu. Or vegetarian ham, vegetarian protein. So if that makes any problem with you about the replacement, then it might be called problems. Otherwise, I do not see any problem, anyone at all.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
We know that the agriculture and the meat production is one of the main causes of gas emission. And so it's very clear that the ratio per habitant of meat has to decrease.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
Can you explain what faith is? Doesn't that bring us back to love? Isn't it love that all there is?
Yeah, you're right. How can I describe things that is so abstract? If you love another girl or another boy, how can you describe this love? Can you?
Dear Master, I've been a vegetarian for more than 5 months. However, my occupation needs me to be in contact with meat regularly. I'm making pies in a bakery.
Means meat pies and things like that?
Yes, that's correct. May I still have initiation?
Sure. But I think that you have a little conscience problem, so you may find a better job in the future, slowly, yeah? When you find a better job for you, then you quit this present job, hmm?
Master Xinghai, have you seen God?
Yeah, I have seen God. Anytime. Just like I see you. All of my disciples sees God to some degrees. Jesus, Buddhas, Indian saints, or other different saints, and talk to them, learn from them. They are representative of God. And we can know God also directly.
To resolve past experiences, do we have to relive them to enable us to progress in this life?
You see, there's God power inside can erase everything, but we cannot, because it's registered deeply inside our subconscious. Only we use God's grace can we erase anything. Otherwise, we just imagine things and understand at the intellectual level. So enlightenment is the answer for that.
Master Xinghai, you say that enlightenment comes from within us, and that it comes from God, and God is within us. Does that mean that we are God, or is God only what we believe him or her to be?
That's a very good question. See, in the Bible it is said that God made man in his own image. And then also it says that God dwells within us. Truly we are God. The body is not we, it's only the house. That house God. And if we identify ourselves with the body, then of course we are not God. But if we know the dwellers of the house, the owner of the house, then that is God. And we are that. But it takes a long time to know if we follow the complicated way of life. It takes a very short while to know if we follow the way of God.
You say, I invite you sincerely. So what do I need to do now?
Just tell the information people that you want to come later. Put your name down and we'll call you. We'll call you to come in. That's
yes.
All. Yeah? And replace the beefsteak with tofu or vegetarian protein later. That's it. That's the only condition, nothing else. And meditate as instructed every day. Find time for it. I know most of you say, we don't have time. We don't have time. But would you like to spend all your times like that? Not knowing who you are and where you go after death? Contented to let the world making a slave out of you? Using up all your times and energy for trivial matters? Even though you had enough money, the world urges you to make more. Even you have a higher position, the world is urges you to have a higher position, etc. Even though you have a lot of time, they will ask you to go and do this and that, wasting a lot of time. So you have to make time. You have to have a courage to be your own master and to choose what you want to do. Would you like to live this courageous life, or you prefer to just swallow in this sorrowful state or aimless life and let every situation control you? So you make choice.
As I understand it, when practicing meditation, people must practice in a very calm place. In this noisy industrial country, is there any serious effect when people practice meditation in such a noisy environment?
Mm-mm. We, the fellow practitioners, meditate on the train, on the buses, on the way to work, on the buses, on the way home, and meditate in the park, in the lunch break hours. I meditated on airplane with all the hostess and stewardess running around with meat dishes and ice cream and all that. No problem. I tell you, I have all the experiences on airplane while traveling or buses or wherever, in the busy supermarket even, It doesn't affect you at all. You'll be surprised. When you're truly sincere, God is everywhere, always with you, and never leave you. He protect you from all situations, and you'll be always inside. Even though you work outside, you're always inward. And it's a very incredible state of mind that can hardly be expressed by human language. I can only invite you to understand, to join in and enjoy. If I make a very beautiful apple pie and keep describing it to you through the telephone, will it do you any good? No, huh? I can make apple pie. I can make beautiful apple pie. I learned it in England.
Master Shinghai, life after death. Is there a reason why we can't remember living before and remember past lives?
We have to learn to be enlightened. If we do not fulfill our purpose as a human being, that is to bless this earth, to make the living beings in this earth evolve into a higher consciousness, then we have to come back again and relearn these lessons until we completely fulfill this purpose. That means we have to get in touch with our inherent power within and use it to bless the world. Then we have to relearn again and come back again.
Master, can you describe the stages from our first enlightenment to final enlightenment?
I can describe it. I describe better at the time of initiation because you will experience it yourself. I can say a little bit like a framework, but it depends on the individuals. For example, someone at the time of initiation is in the first level, the astral level, but some other people are already on the third or the fourth level. Therefore, the time to reach final realization is different between each person. So you start from the astral level, which is above our earth level, and then go to the intellectual level, and pass through the creative power level, and then pass through the great dark tunnel, and then go through to the kingdom of God. It's approximately like that. Yeah. There might be fifth level until you reach the complete knowledge of the truth. It depends on where you started at the time of initiation. You will reach it faster or slower.
Master, please tell us about the ideal daily routine.
Try to do what you would like other people do to you. Try to avoid what you think you yourself would not like other people do to you. That's the best. Otherwise, enlightening is the best. Then you will know intuitively what's right, what's wrong. And no need any teacher pinpoint at you and say, thou shalt do this and thou shalt not do that. It would be better to be your own master. And therefore, we show you the way to know yourself.
Master Qinghai, please explain reincarnation or coming back to continue learning if you fail to reach enlightenment in this life.
Reincarnation is the leftover of the unfulfilled desire, be it spiritually or materially. Suppose if we have not been enlightened enough to pull ourselves together back to where we belong, then we'll still be controlled by our material desires, our unfulfilled promises. We love someone and that one doesn't love us, married someone else, for example. And we keep this unfulfilled sentiment in our heart and vow to come back again, subconsciously or consciously, next time, and try all the way through life to reach that unfulfilled promise. That's why we reincarnate. The saintly people reincarnate also, but at their own will. They want to come, they come. If they don't want to come, they remain in the kingdom of God. But we are born through the force of our own desires. And that is the difference. So after the initiation, we will be in a less and less desirous state of mind. We just feel very detached from this world. even though we still love our families, we still do our work, we know at the same time a state of heavenly beings. Therefore, we see the better part, and the lower part cannot attract us anymore. Therefore, we are free from desires at the time of our death, so-called death, for we are free of everything, and then anything is light and free will flow upward, just like air balloon, only air inside, you fly upward. Yes. So the reincarnation theory does exist, but because we are not enlightened, that's all. Otherwise, there is no such things as reincarnation. But there is to the ignorant state of mind, because we cling to things.
Master Xinghai, when I get enlightenment, how can I keep it forever? Can it be lost?
You can keep it, but we have to polish it by purifying our actions, our speech, and our mind. If we are initiated by an enlightened master, we will be taken care of. Even if we fail sometimes, if we sincerely repent and pray to the inner master, we will be also taken up. But in life, we will experience suffering, and the enlightenment seems to be lost somehow. Or it comes now and again only. Not a continuous process of bliss and self-assurance, self-realization. For those who keep the precepts, keep the vegetarian diet and practice sincerely every day, they keep it forever. They keep it in their daily life as well as the time of death and also in heaven. They continue to polish until they can become master.
Master Xinghai, please explain heaven.
Heaven, there are two stages, one on earth and one is in heaven. Heaven on earth is when we are enlightened and satisfied and feel loving in whatever circumstances. And heaven in heaven is when we left this earth and then we reside permanently over there in a very blissful planet. We have no sorrow, no anxieties, and no desire for anything, because everything is there without asking. Thank you for your love and your supporting atmosphere. I enjoy very much being with you and enjoy your blessing very much. Thank you.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Thank you for your jubilant company for Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture entitled You Are the Supreme Master on Words of Wisdom. Models of Success is coming up next on Supreme Master Television after noteworthy news. Please stay tuned. May your life be graced abundantly with God's boundless love and blessings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.